I have free flyers for people written in English, and I can translate them. I'll make a German copy available too. It contains over a dozen medical studies on the vaccines, what they do to people, done by reputable scientists. I'm happy to send it to anybody for free who needs it. I'll translate it to German too.
Yeah, send it to me and I'll translate it. Okay.
Thank you.
What was it again? This is
a flyer on the vaccines, just medical studies, bunch of medical studies on it. Reputable scientists you can't argue with.
Ein Flyer über alle Informationen von Ärzten, von Wissenschaftlern über die wahre Natur dieses Virus und allem, was dahinter steht.
Right. There's a famous man. Tom, have you heard of Rudolf Steiner?
Yes.
Okay. Saskia, Gerhard?
Yeah. Anna? Of course.
Yeah.
Cynthia, have you heard of Rudolf Steiner?
Yes.
He was a fascinating fellow. He, in 1917, in Austria, he foresaw a V that would drive spirituality out of everyone's souls, so we would no longer become bees, touch with God.
Rudolf Steiner hat 1917 in Österreich schon vorausgesagt, dass eine Impfung dafür sorgen wird, dass sich die Seele vom Körper trennen wird.
He wrote in 1917, a way will be found to, I'm using my words carefully because it's censorship, a way will be found to use the shot so that people will not be inclined towards spiritual ideas.
Also es wird etwas gefunden werden, damit die Menschen diese Impfung zu sich nehmen und nicht und diese spirituelle Anbindung unterbrochen wird.
And he said that evil, or I'm paraphrasing, evil materialistic doctors would target children for this shot.
Und böse materialistische Doktoren, Ärzte werden mit dieser Impfung auch auf Kinder abzielen.
And in many ways, people think that this is exactly what's happening now.
Und ja, in vielerlei Hinsicht ist es genau das, was jetzt passiert.
In British Columbia, the shots there are killing and harming so many people.
In British Columbia, Kanada, werden so viele Menschen aufgrund der Impfung leiden, schwerste körperliche Symptome.
That their health minister, I think her name is Bonnie White, not sure, I think it's Bonnie White, that their health minister now, she's not called the minister of health.
Die Gesundheitsministerin.
She's now been called the minister of death.
Wird jetzt die Ministerin des Todes genannt.
People have lost all faith in her completely.
Die Menschen dort haben allen Glauben an sie verloren.
It's a matter of time before the Trudeau government is thrown out.
Es ist nur eine Frage der Zeit, bis diese Regierung abgesetzt
wird. It's just a matter of time before the fake Biden government is thrown out in the United States.
Bravo.
So wie es nur eine Frage der Zeit ist, bis diese falsche Biden-Administration abgesetzt wird.
And the fake Merkel government is thrown out in Germany.
Und genauso die falsche Merkel-Regierung, bis die auch hier endlich abgesetzt wird.
And the awful Swedish government making everyone take the shot in Sweden is thrown out as well. I mean, country after country after country.
Ja, also eigentlich jede Regierung weltweit. Es ist nur eine Frage der Zeit, bis jede Regierung weltweit endlich abgesetzt wird.
But we have to remain strong. We are all powerful spiritual beings here to make a much better and happier world.
Wir müssen trotz allem stark bleiben. Wir sind alle mächtige spirituelle Wesen. Und wir sind hier, um jetzt zu helfen. Genau dafür sind wir hier.
I want to tell you, we are getting help today.
Und ich möchte sagen, wir bekommen Hilfe heute.
I am in regular contact with my good friend, Palladian Admiral Halosaurus.
Ich bin im regulären Kontakt mit meinem guten Freund, Admiral Halosaurus von den Plejaden.
And he's here now, and he's reminding me that time is not linear. It doesn't function at the same rate.
Und er ist hier und erinnert mich daran, dass Zeit nicht linear ist.
And time has slowed down during this program.
Und Zeit hat sich verlangsamt während dieses Programms.
So we can talk about as many things as we want.
So dass wir über so viele Dinge, wie wir möchten, sprechen können.
Have you ever noticed during your day, sometimes some parts of the day go really fast?
Habt ihr jemals bemerkt, dass während des Tages manche Dinge einfach sehr, sehr schnell verlaufen?
And some other parts go really slow.
Und andere wiederum sehr, sehr langsam nur vergehen.
So we've got about 25 minutes left, but it feels like we have 5 or 6 hours left. That's because the time, it's slowed down time intentionally.
Okay. Und wir haben zwar jetzt nur noch 25 Minuten übrig, aber tatsächlich bleiben uns, haben wir nur 5 Stunden. Wow. Wow.
So okay. we're experiencing that. One time I was driving back from Mount Shasta back to the Seattle area, and normally it takes 8 or 9 hours.
Ich bin von Mount Shasta mal zurückgefahren und normalerweise beträgt die Reise 9 Stunden.
And I don't know how they did it, but I did ask them for assistance because I wanted to get home quickly.
Und ich weiß nicht, wie ich es getan habe, aber ich habe die Plejade um Hilfe gebeten, dass ich schneller nach Hause komme.
It happened. I was going through Oregon. And they did a time shift on me.
Und als ich durch Oregon fuhr, dann haben sie eine Zeitverschiebung vorgenommen.
I normally take about 9 hours, took 6.
Und was 9 Stunden normalerweise dauerte, dauerte nur 6 Stunden.
And I wasn't driving at 250 miles an hour through Oregon. I noticed my clock and suddenly I was here. There was a shift in time.
Right. Also, er hat auch nichts damit zu tun, dass er jetzt gerast ist wie ein Irrer, das gar nicht. Er hat tatsächlich gemerkt, er guckte auf die Uhr und plötzlich war er da. Und ja.
And the Pleiadians will help us as well. You just have to ask, put your hand over your heart, bow your head, and they will help you if you need help.
Pleiade helfen dir, was auch immer du für Hilfe brauchst, leg die Hand auf dein Herz, beuge den Kopf leicht nach vorne und mach das You und ja.
They're not going to let us kill ourselves.
Sie werden nicht zulassen, dass wir uns selbst töten.
Ja. Yeah. But Cynthia, I want to ask you, what's the most inspiring thing you saw in London yesterday, day before?
I think the children. There were so many children and their confidence in what they were saying, and the banner and the placards they were holding. They really felt the truth of what they were doing. And it wasn't just that they'd been programmed by their parents to say stuff. They really... You could feel they were really there with us, and yeah, I think that, and just the incredible amount of people. There are just so many people, and it always feels like it's hard to guess how or estimate how many people were there, but it felt more than before. So yeah, and just the collective feeling of togetherness, of love, of compassion, of empathy, and of wanting to do the right thing for humanity. I've never experienced these feelings before on such a huge scale. Mm-hmm. And it's growing just within ordinary people. They don't have to be a sort of go, you know, be into anything in particular, or they are into something particular, but all those isms are all falling away, and you can really feel this sort of golden cord in humanity expanding, and that's what it's all about.
That's great. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Gerhard, you're in Vienna. What's it like in Vienna? What's the mood there like, and have there been, I mean, do you have problems? Is Vienna open now and people enjoying their lives? Are there protests? What's it like there?
I mean, here in the south of Vienna, we don't feel much of these things.
Okay.
No. You told us last time that the military will stop this. How is it going on?
The military?
Yes.
I've asked Q about that a lot.
Can you tell us a new thing? I hope in Austria it will stop also in the next month.
Right. He said that there's been a lot of arrests and they continue. That's what's slowing it down. There's a lot happening behind the scenes that you don't know about because the media is controlled. But there's a lot of good things happening behind the scenes.
Okay. Also die Frage war jetzt an Gerhard, ob in Österreich, wie es da läuft. Ne? Also wir kriegen nicht viel mit. Was aber auffällig ist, ist das Militär. Das ist auch hier in Deutschland so. Man sieht immer wieder Militärbewegungen. Wir haben unglaublich viel Luftbewegung auch von dem Militär. Und Ted sagte eben, dass er mit Q darüber gesprochen wird, dass eben tatsächlich im Hintergrund das Militär noch viele Verhaftungen vornimmt, was wir hier gar nicht mitbekommen und was darum auch zu Verzögerungen wiederum führt im Gesamtgeschehen.
Mhm. There is something I heard interesting about China the other day.
Es gibt etwas sehr Interessantes, was ich über China gehört habe. Ja, me too.
Okay, we'll share it each other.
No, ja.
China is not taking the vax, not taking the shot.
China, sie nehmen keine Impfung.
But Australia military is taking the Shan?
Australia Military. Mm-hmm. Aber australisches Militär nimmt die in-
and now about 20-25% I've heard of the Australian Navy is dead or sick.
Und mittlerweile sind 20-25% der des Militärs, australischen Militärs, Navy krank. Erkrankt. In,
including their defense minister in Australia is now thought to be dead from taking the shot.
Und der Verteidigungsminister von Australien ist sogar aufgrund der Impfung verstorben.
There was a general, a Chinese general called General Ho, who gave a speech, in to, a secret speech in 2002 in Beijing.
2002 gab General Ho eine geheime, ein geheimes, wie sagt man, geheime Rede?
Rede.
And he talked openly, it's been published, it's on the web, still there, openly about killing 80-90 million Americans, no problem.
Und dann sprach er ganz offen darüber, 80 bis 90 Millionen Amerikaner zu töten.
But you don't do it in open warfare.
Aber du machst es natürlich nicht auf offenem, im offenen Kriegszustand, Feld.
You give them a shot that makes them ill.
Du gibst ihm eine Impfung.
And you give it to their militaries to make them sick and die.
Und du gibst es auch dem Militär, damit es krank wird und stirbt.
Then you attack.
Und dann greifst du an.
When the military has been decimated and the population is sick or dead.
Also und dann du greifst eben dann an, wenn das Militär nicht mehr da ist und die Bevölkerung krank ist.
The message I got is that under the Chinese timetable, in September 2023, they plan to attack Australia.
Die Botschaft, die er hat, ist, dass im September 2023 sie geplant haben, Australien anzugreifen.
But this will be prevented because the Three Gorges Dam is going to collapse by the end of this year.
Aber das wird nicht stattfinden, denn der Drei-Schluchten-Staudamm soll Ende des Jahres brechen. I have heard that too, yes.
It'll wipe out Wuhan.
Es wird Wuhan zerstören.
Which has the largest adrenochrome factory in the world.
Welches die größte Adrenochrom-Fabrik hat auf der ganzen Erde.
And that whole area has about one third of Chinese technology and industry.
Und dieses gesamte Gebiet beinhaltet ein Viertel der gesamten Technologie von China.
This will be lead to the fall of the Chinese Communist Party.
Und das wird dazu führen, dass die kommunistische Partei stürzt.
And China will become a democracy. It's going to take some years, but it will happen.
Und China selbst wird sich im Laufe der nächsten Jahre zu einer Demokratie entwickeln.
So everything that they've tried will fail.
Und also alles, was die geplant hatten, wird also nicht stattfinden.
Yeah.
I saw that water is already rising up in China. A lot of floods are going on now. I've seen pictures and videos. Is this true?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You won't hear about it here because we talk about news, sports and weather and what the Kardashians are doing. But that is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also ich habe... About Telegram, it's the only way
Telegram,
to
yeah.
information. Telegram.
Telegram is run by a couple of Russians. Get that?
Yeah, I know. But it's the only source I have to get some information. I know I don't know what is true, but some information is coming through. And
right.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think will happen, Tom?
That I've heard reports that the Three Gorges Dam is compromised.
Yeah.
Now, if this is true and accurate, my goodness, that'll be so catastrophic to the economy in China. You know, I can't predict that. Go ahead, Saskia.
Tom hat auch das gehört über den drei Schluchtendamm, dass er eben dass etwas passieren wird. Und wenn der natürlich zusammenbricht, wäre ist das katastrophal für die Wirtschaft.
As far as China. China is a communist country. China is our enemy.
China ist ein kommunistisches Land. Es ist ein Feind.
I don't trust China. So let's hope that God intervenes. I don't trust China.
Yeah,
ich vertraue China nicht und ich hoffe einfach, dass Gott eingreifen wird. Mm-hmm. I have heard that when this dam, what was the name? Three
Gorges Dam.
Yeah, when this breaks, 700 million people will die. Is this true?
I don't know how many, but I unfortunately do see that happening. But
is there something we can prevent it, or somehow to help so people move, or is it meant to happen that way?
I mean, you have to think karmically what this government, their government, has done to the world and what they've been trying to do. Mm. And this is the time now to settle all debts.
Mm. Okay.
And in a way, it's karma coming back to them. I don't want to see people die either, but I don't know. It's in God's hands, not mine.
Okay. Yeah. And it has something to do with Bitcoin too, and everything is crashing down, and this is a large story. So
if we all prayed and stopped the dam from bursting, that would mean the adrenal chrome factories in Wuhan would continue. Is that a good thing? I don't think so.
No.
So it's in God's hands, not mine. Yeah.
Also all das, was China jetzt angeht, was wir hören, was so mancher hört über den Freischluchtendamm, und wir können es jetzt wirklich nur in die Hände des Höheren geben, der Schöpfung,
und
schauen.
Cynthia and Lana, tell us about London. Do they have protests every week? We don't hear anything over here except about news sports and the Kardashians. But what, like, will they have another protest next week or what?
We had one 2 weeks ago. And then before that, we had one 2 weeks before that. But it's usually every month. And then sometimes they have really small ones. But I started, I went to the first one. I've been to all of them. But the first one I went to was a year ago, last March. And there were a few hundred people. So it's just amazing how it's expanded and how everybody's energy is just incredible, and the frequency raising is just, it's wonderful. And then when we coincide with the global ones, it's even bigger because it's happening on a global scale. So when you think about everybody's frequency raising and everybody's coming from the heart, it's amazing, really is the feelings of happiness.
And this wouldn't have happened if we wouldn't have Corona or whatever, you know?
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
All this stuff and all this is what is happening as to where we are now. People are coming together. It's just,
The Galactics have said that they need at least 60% of the people on this planet awaken, who are, you know, sending out good positive light. And we just passed that here, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. We went above 60%, which is really good. But that's the other reason why the negatives are pushing for children, because I think, like, worldwide, it's like, what is it? It's about a third of the world now. I don't know, 35% has gotten the shot. And that stops your ascension. So they're close. They're doing everything they can. And the children are a new market for them.
There is a children's march in London on the 19th. That's from 0 to 17. Okay. So that's going to be a good one. And then we have another march on the 26th of June. Is it, Lana? Yeah. That'll be another big one. I don't know if it's a global or just a London one.
Uh-huh. Well, keep in touch. Let me know about these things, and I'll have you back on. You can talk about it and everything.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for this platform and spreading the news. So glad we could share this, you know, and give hope to everyone.
Yes, it is. To give hope. Yeah, nothing is lost. To give hope.
Right, exactly. And I know we're going to get through it. You know, this is a time of truth. The supreme being, the entity who created all of this, has decreed that this planet shall ascend into the higher dimensions. And the truth is coming out. It's also an age of truth, too. So even though the media is controlled and we deal with a lot of lies in the press and other people, the truth is coming out. It is coming out. And I think you'll be surprised about the number of people going to jail and imprisoned because of that.
But could I ask one question to whoever can answer?
Sure.
It was about the PCR test. Is that as dangerous as the shot?
Do birds fly? do Americans eat French fries? English beer better than American beer? Answer is yes. Some people may argue with me, but anyway, it's because it contains. Whoops. Go ahead. Sorry.
Ja, die Frage jetzt war, ob der PCR-Test genauso gefährlich ist wie die Impfung selber. Die Antwort von Ted: Ja, ist es.
Ja. Yeah. The test itself, those little like Q-tip things, contain AI and they're alive. And so when they stick them, the whole thing is such a sham. When they stick it way back in your throat area, there's a plate there. I don't have a medical background, but there's a little plate back there. And when they do that, those nanobots wiggle out and they wiggle into your brain. And it's like getting vaccinated with the nanobots. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Also was die PCR-Tests angeht, auf den Stäbchen und vorne auf diesen Wattestäbchen befindet sich künstliche Intelligenz, also kleine, man hat es schon mal gesehen, so kleine schwarze Härchen. Und wenn die dann hier hinten den Test machen, bleiben die dort haften und bewegen sich dann sozusagen bis hoch ins Gehirn. Das ist eigentlich auch eine Art Impfung, die da stattfindet schon.
So it's a good idea to avoid the PCR-test at all costs.
Deswegen ist es wichtig, diese PCR-Tests unbedingt zu vermeiden.
If they truly wanted it, well, if it was a true test, they would maybe take a little saliva or something, but not stick it way back there.
Mm-hmm. Ist das eine andere Technologie? Also ich hab diese schwarzen Fäden im Mikroskop angesehen. Die gibt es auf jeder Maske und auch sogar auf Wattestäbchen habe ich die entdeckt. Saskia?
Well, we see her.
Ja, die Verbindung ist gerade schlecht geworden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to repeat in English?
Yes. Is it the same? Is it another technology on the PCR test? And I saw this black worms. Under the microscope, I watched it, and and it's on the and the mask. It's also on what else? Saskia, kannst du mich wieder hören übersetzen?
Sorry, they are tagging me now. They are just cut off my internet.
Okay, du, ich hab mittlerweile seit dem letzten Mal habe ich jetzt im Mikroskop mir angesehen auch Masken und auch Wattestäbchen. Überall findet man diese schwarzen Fäden und die bewegen sich, wenn du sie anhauchst, aber nicht zum Beispiel, wenn du sie mit dem Föhn anbläst, dann bewegen sie sich nicht.
Wattestäbchen meinst du jetzt bei PCR-Tests?
Nein, ganz normale Wattestäbchen. Das dürfte schon seit, und ich habe auch Videos gesehen, dass schon seit 2008 Krankheiten entdeckt wurden, wo diese Morgellons, diese Würmer sozusagen, auch in anderen Dingen, Produkten schon mit eingeflochten, eingewebt werden.
Aha. Gerhard says that he looked under microscope. In mask and in normal, what is the name? What was the name for it?
Yes, done it.
PCR.
Not PCR, also this what you used to just clean your ears.
Oh, earplugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Found this little black morgellons, maybe. Yeah. Also in this normal things you for example, need use to clean your ears. In
different
and
things.
And this goes back to 2008 already, and it's already found in other stuff we use or take in.
Like feminine tampons.
Yeah.
Anything with babies' nappies.
Yeah.
And this is another technology than the shot. This is metallic, and this is a kind of alien. Organic, isn't it?
It is. Actually, the PCR test by the inventor doesn't test for COVID because it's 97% inaccurate, only 3% accurate. The second thing about it is that there's a lawsuit now against the CDC saying that the CDC lied to America and the world because there's no such thing as COVID. They had 15 scientists from some of the best public universities in the world examine about 15 to 20 different samples of COVID sent to them by the CDC. And they found two things, influenza flu strain A and flu strain B. That's it. Doesn't even exist. The whole thing is a scam. It's like the 9/11 thing. That was a scam. The President Kennedy's assassination by Lee Harvey Oswald, just one shooter, that was a lie. This is another lie. It's more or less the same pattern of lies upon lies upon lies. And I feel sorry for those people sitting there because they believe the lie. They've drank the Kool-Aid.
And so even the PCR will kill them.
Exactly. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And there seems to be a plan here to infect or to infuse harmful ingredients in not only the shot, but in the tests.
Also es geht um einen Plan, wo man sieht, dass es darum geht, schädliche Zusatzstoffe in uns zu bringen, nicht nur mit einer Impfung, sondern auch mit einem Test.
I am not complaining about the medical community. The medical community is really not involved in this.
Ich beschwere mich nicht über die medizinische Gemeinschaft, die ist nicht darin verwickelt.
The one world order is behind this. The That's one right. world order.
That's
die
right.
One eine Weltordnung, die steht dahinter.
And according
yeah. Wait, and they, the this. One world order is controlling the shots.
Und die wiederum kontrolliert
right.
die
Impfung.
Not the medical community.
No,
they're
not.
Die medizinische Gemeinschaft tut dies.
Yeah, yeah. The higher you go in this hierarchy, you go up to the New World Order, to the Illuminati, but beyond that, you get to the reptilians and other negatives. They're the ones really in control, and they look at humans as cattle to be exploited and used. So.
Also, wer steht denn unter der Neuen Welt und die Illuminati und so weiter, bis hin zu den Reptiloiden, die also diejenigen sind, die das...
And a lot of people, I won't name names, but a lot of people who look human are actually reptilian because they've shapeshifted to appear human, but they're not.
Und viele Menschen, die scheinen Menschen zu sein, sind aber Reptiloide. Das sind die, die eben ihre Form verändern können.
Right. So so people think that these are human decisions. They're not. They're not
und
human.
Viele Menschen denken, das haben Menschen entschieden, aber es sind keine Menschen, die das machen, was jetzt hier läuft, sondern dahinter stehen tatsächlich diesen negativen älteren Rassen.
Diese Reptiloide sollen ja eigentlich hauptsächlich China beherrschen. Aber wenn es China dann auch nicht, also wenn das in China alles gestürzt wird, dann wird es ja vielleicht in Europa noch besser ausgehen. Also wenn die sogar dort schon gestürzt werden, bald.
Gehört es, dass die Reptilians control much of China. A lot of them are in China. And if China falls, the whole world is going to be freed of them.
Right, exactly.
But the undercurrent here is evil. I mean, all these are manifestations of evil. So this is the real thing that we're faced with.
Yes, hello.
Wir sind ja ständig konfrontiert mit dem Schlechten, mit dem Bösen, mit der Manifestation. Und es ist, glaube ich, wichtig, dass wir aus dieser Polarität Gut und Böse heraussteigen und unsere Schwingung anheben.
Gerhard says it's as long we are in this duality and or talking about all this kind of negative stuff, it's important to get out of it, to get above it, of That's it, true. And mm-hmm. stop judging and just it is what it is.
Right.
And we are about to end it. It's about to be.
Right. Yeah. And look what's happened during this past year or so. They've switched us over to Zoom and internet communications, which is okay, but that's all artificial intelligence. We need to be with other humans because that's what we are. That's one reason why the suicide rates, especially among young people around the world, have skyrocketed during this silly lockdown. And it doesn't do any purpose except make us obedient and make us fearful, which further lowers our resistance. So anyway, and I agree with you, Saskia. I think we're going to get through this just fine. So I know we will.
And jetzt,
like Hugh says, we are killing it.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's the seventh time, and we are killing it this time. And that's right. Yes, I'm sure, and I know it to be true.
That's right. Know it to be true.
It's like we're shining a light onto it all. You know, we're revealing it, and then it's clearing it, and then we move on.
That's right. Yeah. It's like ever been into a basement full of rats, and it's dark, you put a light on it, they all scatter. What's the same thing now? They're all scattering around. I don't know where they're going to go, but I don't care. You know.
We are all doing well, and everybody is doing a great job, and is there where he or she needs to be. And well, I have great faith. And
Die Zeit ist fast um, gell?
Everything is alright.
Du, die Zeit ist fast um. Ich würde gerne noch etwas sagen, und zwar, wir haben gesagt, es ist wichtig, dass wir an Gott glauben, dass wir verbunden sind mit Gott. Ja. Ich glaube, es ist auch wichtig, dass wir uns öffnen, dass Gott durch uns wirkt, dass wir das Göttliche hier verkörpern und dass wir hier die Schwingung dieser Energie anheben. Und wir haben auch jetzt ein Projekt gestartet, die Konferenz der Menschen. Und wir werden ganz viele Menschen zusammenbringen über Online und Radio und werden ganz viele positive Beiträge teilen und die Menschen animieren, eigene kreative Projekte zu starten und sich abzuwenden von den anderen negativen Dingen, sondern positiv zu beschäftigen. Und das nennen wir eben die Konferenz der Menschen.com. Das ist die neue Seite, die wird erst in ein paar Wochen öffentlich gemacht. Ja. Also wir freuen uns auf dieses riesige Projekt, wo wir international Menschen begeistern wollen mit tollen Beiträgen und sie in die Aktion bringen wollen, in die Kreativität. Das wäre also mein Abschlussstatement für heute. Danke.
Wunderbar.
PeoplePowerConference.com ist auch die englische Seite. Ist aber noch nicht freigeschaltet im Moment. Also ich habe sie schon reserviert, aber in ein paar Wochen wird dann hier die Konferenz beginnen. Am 1. Juli genau gesagt.
Am 1. Juli. What Gerhard says is that they're starting a new project, People.
PeoplePowerConference.com.
PeoplePowerConference.com. That means they are bringing together all the people worldwide with the same mission and to support each other. Right, that's great. We are doing it here in Germany right now too. It's starting everywhere and it's great, it's amazing.
We start on 1st of July. Not yet, on 1st of July we start this conference.
Great.
You know, in the past century, and for many centuries, they created fake wars so we kill each other. Then they tried to do a fake event at Fukushima to wipe out humanity with a bunch of radiation that was cleaned up by the Galactics. And now they create this fake plandemic to brainwash people so they take this shot so they die. It's not going to work. Nothing's going to work, they do.
Just say there was one other thing that was really interesting. It reminded me what you said, Saskia, and is that in all these groups in London that have been forming separately are all coming together now. It's like they're all interconnected and people know each other, and so that's, and I think whatever happens in England tends to go all the way around the world. Like it's almost like we're a heart in England, and
that's
it
right.
comes around the world. Like when Princess Diana dies, if that had been another country, it wouldn't have had that same impact everywhere. So what happens here, I think, is a really good indication for everywhere.
Sure, absolutely.
And it wouldn't have happened without what is happening now in the world, you know? People are coming together now. That was, I think, the meaning of everything.
Right. And everyone's together as a family. And it doesn't matter where we are.
And that's the new world, this beautiful, new, bright world. It's showing up. It's showing realizing. Up.
And we all have the spark of the Creator or God within us.
That's it.
And finally, before I forget, Tom, could you give out your website again so people could avail themselves of your free program, please?
Scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Ted.
No, my pleasure. Any last comments people would like to say?
Let me translate, I'll mention it again in German. Nochmal zu Toms Website, Scalarlight, scalarlight.com. Schaut mal vorbei, schreibt euch ein, ladet euer Foto hoch und testet mal für 2 Wochen kostenfrei Scala Energie. Ich kann es jedem empfehlen.
Gut, okay.
Out of This World Radio is a non-profit program supported entirely by donations. So if you like this show, just please feel free to support us. Any amount's appreciated. Just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and contribute anything you like. And I want to especially thank Gerhard, Saskia, Lana, Tom, and Cynthia for coming on today and sharing all your words of wisdom and pictures and everything. You know, people are organizing around the world, from Toronto to London to Germany to Australia to Japan, South America, Central South America. We're all waking up around the world. They're trying to stop it, but it's not going to be successful. We have to remain strong and know that we are getting a lot of help from the other side. If you feel like you need galactic help, put your hand over your heart, bow your head slightly, ask the Pleiadians for help. You can also do the like that. Do that 3 or 4 times. It'll bring in the galactics. I have several websites. Outofthisworldradio.net tells you where I broadcast. Outofthisworldreadings, plural.com, is for my books. I have a book called Messages from the Masters, with messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and John F. Kennedy on our beautiful, bright future. It's just $20, includes a free reading. I have these beautiful love tuning forks. They're at 528 hertz, and when you play it with this Lemurian crystal, you spread love everywhere. But I also do psychic readings, and I can tell you what your pet's thinking about you right now and what you'll be having for breakfast tomorrow, if you like. But seriously, I put people in touch with the other side, and I've been doing that now for 27, 28 years. But I want to thank you all so much for coming on today. All of my shows here on Gerhard's channel at, I forget the website. What's the website there? What's your
Just
website?
planetsoul.eu. And you can put it Planet Soul in Google and Ted Marr, and you find it on first place.
Okay, great. And I'll send you a copy. And our next show, could we have it on, June 14th, if that's okay, Gerhard, Saskia?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming on today. Lana and Cynthia, it was inspirational to hear about things going on in London that the main media completely ignores. And people thank are waking you. Up. So,
thank you. Love wins.
Love wins.
Yes, that's you're right. Good for you. Good for you.
Wonderful.
Okay, my friends. Okay.
Nice being meeting you all.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Lovely
thank you so much,
you.
Everybody. All right.
Good night. Thank you all.
Thank you. All right.
God bless Europe.
You God too.
God bless the world.
God bless the universe.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, das war Ted Mars, Out of This World Radio auf Radio Soul. All we need
Radio Sol Traumzeit.